You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at .video.
But it must be evident to all of you. You must all know half a dozen people at least who are no use in this world, who are more trouble than they are worth. I think it would be a good thing to make everybody come before a properly appointed board and say every 5 years or every 7 years, just put him there and say, sir or madam, now will you be kind enough to justify your existence?
I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
The last 30 years told us they would use the fear of a deadly virus to take control and basically bring in permanent martial law. And now they have the big tech in place. Now they have the contact tracing in place. Now they have the excuse to make you all get used to getting permission to leave your house. It's happening.
For the next pandemic, we'll solve all those problems.
You say the next pandemic, there will be another pandemic.
Absolutely. We don't know when. You know, the risk per year, 2%, 3%.
The next pandemic, and there will be one. There will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic.
We definitively will have to face other surprises, black swans, as they are called, maybe different kinds of viruses.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one.
So just in time to crash your summer plans, cases of COVID are on the rise across the U.S. as a new variant spreads. Although individual cases are no longer being counted, the CDC says that infections are growing or likely growing in 43 states. And this comes as the agency just last week recommended that everyone 6 months and older should get an updated vaccine.
Those people who, should they get COVID, are at increased risk of serious disease. Older persons, people age 65 and older, people with underlying chronic medical conditions, diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, any other chronic illnesses, they should take precautions. If you're traveling, going indoors to group activities, dust off that mask.
Right.
Put it on. That'll help you.
You wrote to him and you asked, do I get a kickback? Too much fooking, F-O-O-K-I-N-G, money. Do you deserve it all? Question mark. Let's discuss. Would you like to explain?
That's typical black humor between people like Peter and me and other folks who show up in these emails.
And he responded saying, thanks for the kind words, and of course there's a kickback.
Pfizer urged Americans to get vaccinated in order to protect their loved ones, clearly indicating a claim that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccination stopped transmission of COVID-19. Pfizer later admitted that it had never even studied transmission of it after its recipients received the vaccine and whether they could say it stopped transmission. After making these misleading statements, Pfizer also engaged in some censorship attempts. Emails reveal that Pfizer officials coordinated with social media platforms to censor any speech critical of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness. It should also be noted that Pfizer elected not to join the federal government's vaccine development program known as Operation Warp Speed and declined that development funding. When asked about that, Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, said Pfizer did not participate in the program in order to, quote, liberate, end quote, Pfizer's scientists and to avoid government oversight of its vaccine development. He also said, quote, they want reports. I don't want to have any of that, end quote. Referring to they, when he said they, he was referring to the federal government.
It's going to be stratospherically bad. A lawyer who's prominent, who just pointed out and put a story out that's gone viral, then Mike Adams expanded on it, with the Pentagon's AI, main AI project that was monitoring COVID-19 worldwide, but particularly in the
folks,
U.S.
That is the latest from Greg Reese. The next pandemic is the only card they have. It's John Bowne on Infowars.com and Band.video.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me today is Brian Smith at In2 Thin Air. That's in the number 2 Thin Air on X. Brian analyzes anthropogenic and naturally occurring weather events and posts his research under the moniker Into Thin Air on X, YouTube, and other platforms. He's on Rumble at Into Thin Air News, YouTube, Into Thin Air, and X at Into Thin Air. And, of course, he joins us once again to discuss the anomalies found in our weather systems, in this case, Hurricane Beryl that struck the Texas coast earlier this week. Thanks so much for joining us, Brian.
How are you, Harrison?
I'm good. I'm a little bit baffled by all the discussion about this hurricane because obviously this has become a more popular thing to look at. More and more people are posting anomalies about this hurricane and other weather systems. But I don't feel like I have enough baseline understanding of hurricanes to actually see the anomalies for myself. So I need people like yourself to explain what exactly I'm looking at. So what is it about Hurricane Beryl that is so unique?
Well, I mean, right off the bat, the fact that we saw this hurricane as big as it was this early in the season, that was the major talking point when this thing, even before it became a major hurricane, was the fact that it was the first time in the month of June we saw a hurricane this far east coming from the west coast of Africa. We usually don't see that till August, September, October even. So that alone was getting meteorologists and all these people that are quote-unquote professionals about this stuff up in arms about it to begin with. And even before that, I was talking about the fact that they will make an example out of one of these hurricanes early in the season to try to get people complacent about it. I saw it happen in 2020, and I feel like they're doing the same thing now, as crazy as that might sound.
Well, and there's I keep seeing these radar images being posted with these strange kind of swirl patterns. And of course, people can find these images on your X at In the number 2 Thin Air. What's up with it? There's one that's like in the eye of the hurricane. There's a weird sort of swirl, but there are others that almost look like they're on the edge of the hurricane. They look like radar dispersal arrays. I mean, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, so there was two types of these found. I'm looking at the one of them I posted now, so I can give you a better example. So we're looking at major Hurricane Beryl at this point. It was a Category 5, and we saw the exact same swirl. I mean, it could be a coincidence, could be not. We're seeing this in weather a lot since the eclipse tornado season, Oklahoma, Texas. We saw this swirl, and I don't know if you remember or not, but we had that record-breaking anticyclonic tornado that took place in Texas, which is rare enough. They don't even get big. This thing was massive, and it was spinning in the wrong direction. And what everyone noticed about that was this swirl anomaly that was showing up on radar via the NEXRAD. And it was also showing up on sites like Ventoo Sky and AccuWeather and things like that. I have emails I haven't even opened yet from a week and a half ago showing these things. And we also saw it during the eclipse. So we're seeing this anomaly of a swirl. Now, there's a symbol out there that the FBI coined something very bad. I don't even know if we're allowed to talk about it. I'm sure we are, but
yeah, it's the pedophile symbol. I recognize that as well.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a coincidence or what. Like, I don't cover really stuff like that online, but once I posted this, that is every single comment was talking about that. So I don't know if it's some sort of, you know, coincidence about this. I have a feeling this is a weather anomaly that is being caused by weather modification and enhancing these storms. A lot of the storms, they don't have to be created. They could already be there, and then they enhance the already existing storm. So I think these are anomalies that are happening as a result of weather modification. We saw it with the tornadoes spinning backwards. We saw it in the eclipse images in the sky, and we are seeing it now in these hurricanes. And I don't think this is the last time we're going to see it. Any major hurricane that is close to the U.S., I think we can look for these symbols and really get some answers as to how natural these things really are.
Well, and, you know, Dutch Sense posted this, and I saw you responded to it on X, and maybe you could expand on this. He says, U.S. military is running a giant weather modification operation using the NEXRAD radar as the way to control or influence the weather. They're using the NEXRAD radar, but they must have some different kind of software in view of things. Meteorologists at each location, some have got to know what's going on, and others are being kept in the dark. Manhattan Project level secrecy on this. So what's your take on this? Because you were talking about the NEXRAD radars last time you were on. I mean, and we were speculating about how these radar arrays could and look like they are being used to direct, somehow change the weather in one way or another.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we talked about this quickly last time I was on, I think back in May. Back in the 90s, when these NEXRAD towers were built, they were built to control it, have more power than what they are used for. I mean, each one of these towers has the ability to produce so much more power than what we are told they do. And with these little radar anomalies we see, I mean, they have a whole separate screen they're looking at that shows what's really happening with these radar. We're getting like a preschool version of what these radar actually pick up. And we're still able to see these anomalies taking place during weird storms that create backward spinning tornadoes. I mean, we've never seen stuff like this before, and it seems to be happening all in a short period of time. Hurricane season, tornado season, and even before that, all these weird things going on, this eclipse. All this stuff is just like a, I don't know, it's a weird time to be alive, that's for sure. I try to remind people on my channels and stuff, like, rather than being scared of all this stuff, be like, you know, kind of proud and thankful that you're alive during this time to actually see how crazy this world really is.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if these things are happening more frequently, if we're just noticing them more, like maybe this is just something that wasn't on my radar, no pun intended, wasn't on my radar before, and now I'm just seeing it more, or is this actually a change in weather patterns and these anomalies that we're seeing have never existed? And of course, last time you were on, it was information that you'd seen on like the AccuWeather and other radar systems that was then deleted from the archives. Like, so you'd go back.
They've completely changed the modeling systems on many websites because of our research.
Yeah. So this is not something that's I'm just noticing for the, this is actually a change in weather behavior.
Yeah. And naturally, of course, you're going to see it more and more because it's such a huge topic online now. And I think that's not going to change. It's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And yeah, there's going to be that mix of crazy out of control things mixed with truth. We're going to have that issue here where a lot of people are going to be just making things up and stuff like that. So you got to really put those blinders off and be able to read through the crap, read between the lines. And, you know, that's the hard part here because it's such a new topic that's getting popular. I don't know if you need a break or something, but it's going to be an issue moving forward is to get the right information from people and know what's true and what's not.
Well, yeah. And that's, of course, why, why we want to bring somebody like yourself on, who can actually explain this stuff. Because again, I see this and it looks weird to me, but I don't know, you know, what hurricane looks normal and what one is abnormal. And there's two different sort of swirl patterns. And if the crew can bring up my screen here, there's this first one that we talked about, which our audience will recognize, whether coincidence or not. There's the very recognizable symbol there in the eye of the hurricane. But then there's also this, which is a swirl pattern sort of off to the side of the hurricane. What is this swirl pattern about, and what is this reading from?
See, well, this is where a few years ago I started noticing that exact anomaly, and I didn't know what to make of it. It wasn't happening during any significant weather or anything like that. It was actually happening overseas in other parts of the world. So I'm like, okay, maybe their radar systems are messed up. This was years ago. And then as time went on, I started noticing them in the States and a lot in Mexico. Mexico has a lot of weather modification, and so does Cuba, believe it or not. They have really, really big weather modification centers all over the place that will pop up on radar in areas where they show no radar. So that's what's weird about it. There's stations or areas in Mexico and in Cuba where you have known radar systems, and there every once in a while, every couple months sometimes, you'll get a glitch in one of these areas that has no weather station there. Mm-hmm. So that's You know, a lot of that stuff has a lot of new people coming into this topic and talking about it. Of course, the Antarctic anomaly blew up and went crazy on TikTok and things like that. So naturally, you're going to get all these people with all these different opinions on what it is. And of course, you know, my opinion is also that, too. It's just an opinion. It's just hard to think of any other, like, people are bringing this up to being a monster, some sort of big evil creature in the ocean swimming around. I mean, hey, I guess my theories are maybe just as crazy as that, but I don't think that's what's going on. I think we're dealing with something a lot more man-made. It's a frequency technology, and it's weather modification. You control the weather, you control the world. It's that simple.
And we know that this isn't some sort of theory. I mean, they have weather modification. It's not a secret. It's been around for probably 100 years at this point, whether that's through cloud seeding or through, you know, chemtrails, which is a form of cloud seeding. And we've seen places like Tennessee ban chemtrails, and people in Tennessee are going, man, the sky is blue again. I don't remember. Yeah. Usually the sky is gray, and now it's blue. I mean, we know these things are happening. We know it's, you know, secretive, and they're not telling us why they're doing it. And basically, you're seeing anomalies and just trying to find answers to it. I think a lot of people have this idea that, like, conspiracy theorists or people like yourself that are searching for maybe hidden or undisclosed information, they have this idea that you, like, are just coming up with random stuff and then finding information, you know, finding evidence to back it up. But it's the opposite, right? You're seeing anomalies, and you're asking the question, well, what is behind this? What is causing this? And, you know, all speculation is valid. You're not making any, you know, confirmed statements, you know, saying this is exactly what it is. But it's anomalies, right, and they need to be explained.
Yeah, and that's important. I mean, when you're talking about stuff like this, I mean, it wouldn't be responsible to go out there and be like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what's going on. This is the truth. This is what's happening. Nobody can do that when it comes to this topic or many topics, to be honest. But that's why I'm very careful with how I put out my videos and the words I use, because, you know, nobody can really come out and just say what's going on unless they come out and just admit this stuff. We know what's going on. You can't ban something that doesn't exist when it comes to the chemtrails. They're not going to ban a chemtrail program when there's no actual chemtrails. So everyone knows they exist. We know that if you say the words, you're going to get censored. So the base is there. We all know that this stuff exists. So it's time for people to really push and have them be put in a spot where they have to admit it. They have to come out and say, yes, we've been controlling the weather to control people, the environment, all sorts of things. It's not just one reason they're doing this. And what I think the main issue here is that multiple countries, maybe all of them, are in cahoots with this. And if they reveal this information that they're controlling weather in a big group altogether, everyone's going to be like, wait a minute. So you guys can get along on this, but we're at war in every corner of the world right now. So that will open a big can of worms that I don't think they want opened.
Yeah, very true. And how are mainstream meteorologists, are they even noticing this stuff? Are they talking about this stuff?
When you read that question from Dutch earlier, I think I responded with that answer is like, I believe it's a compartmentalized situation where people know what they should know for their level of job. And once you get to those senior positions in meteorology, like the Weather Channel, there's no way these people don't know what's going on. It's not possible. But there's also a reason why these are the people that are chosen to be in these positions. So,
yeah, it's very interesting.
It's no different than any other job. Being the CEO of a major media company, I mean, you know what goes on behind the scenes of media, who owns it, and you know where it's all coming from. You got to fall in line, and you don't get those jobs unless you do.
Right. You can look at the way they covered up Biden's incapacity until it was on display for everybody to see. And then they just couldn't lie credibly anymore. But I mean, the idea that these entire industries will maintain open secrets, basically, and pretend to be ignorant of something that they know, it's not like far fetched. Like, we have proof they do it in some things, but then other things people think you're crazy for thinking they might have something to do with that. And, you know, as you point out that there are known radar arrays, and then, you know, there are probably some secret ones that aren't necessarily well publicized. But then there's also things like giant ships, you know, it's the size of a cruise ship or a, you know, aircraft carrier that just have giant radar arrays. So they can actually be mobile, and you don't necessarily know that there's a radar array there because it's on a ship and it's not there all the time. It goes elsewhere at other times. So what would be the motive for these people to do this? What do you think would be behind, like, what, how could they justify, are they strengthening the hurricane? I mean, what effect do you think they're having on the hurricane, and why?
I believe there's all different ways. I mean, over time, the more you mess with the atmosphere, the more it's going to change, and the more these storms will occur naturally in big ways. But I don't think there's any significant storm in the last 10, 15, maybe 20 years that has not been affected or manipulated in some way, whether it's a data test to see if they could do something to it, whether it's intentionally to make it bigger. This is going to sound crazy, but there is an episode, okay, of House of Cards. It's episode 34, season 3, episode 4, something like that, where Frank Underwood, obviously he's the president, he starts a jobs program. He takes $10 billion from FEMA and uses that money to start a jobs program. Within those couple months, a hurricane is heading towards the east coast of the United States, and he's being threatened by FEMA that if he does not give this money back, the hurricane's going to hit and everything's going to go to crap very quickly. So the whole episode is him juggling whether or not he's going to return this money to FEMA. Finally, he does it. Hurricane makes a right turn back out to the ocean the next day. Hmm. So they're pushing weather modification in that episode of the show.
Interesting.
I know the whole Kevin Spacey crap, if people don't want to watch it for that reason, but that whole episode of that show is talking about manipulating a hurricane and crashing into the East Coast if he does not give that money back to FEMA.
Well, and remember when Trump was president, there was a big thing where he was like, why don't we nuke the hurricane? I don't even remember if that was a real quote or if that was just another, you know, like inject chloride, you know, inject bleach type thing.
What his exact words were, but he said something along those lines. Why don't we just bomb it or nuke it or something?
But either way, what he's referencing is perhaps a sort of underhanded reference that, like, we could if we wanted stop the hurricane from hitting. We have the technology to do it. I don't know if a nuclear explosion would you know, be a positive thing to do to a hurricane, but
no, it wouldn't.
But you could shatter the hurricane through, you know, changing the air pressure surrounding it, right? You could divert it or you could weaken it somehow if that's what they wanted to do. Are they strengthening it instead?
Yeah, well, I believe they're doing both. I think the main storms that we see during hurricane season that are coming off the African coast or brewing up in the Caribbean as they should be this time of year. We shouldn't see anything from Western Africa right now, which is insane. That's why this is so crazy. But I believe a lot of these storms are manipulated and made stronger to produce results. You know, that's why I brought up the point of the House of Cards episode. So, you know, we spoke about this last time. There could be different groups of people that are in control of different equipment all over the country, all over the world. And there's these little wars and battles going on that we don't know about. It could be that extensive or it could be as crazy as everyone's in on it together. And they're just playing games with these storms to, you know, open up a certain part of land. You know, we could tie this into Hawaii and Maui and land grabs and things like that. Like it could get that serious. I mean, the sky's the limit with the reasons they're doing this. But the fact is that I think people are getting lost in what the reason is and forgetting the fact that they're doing it, period.
Right.
That's right. The point here.
Well, and again, it's like you see these anomalies, you want to find out why. You find out the reason why. It might have something to do with radar arrays that are controlled by the American military. And you ask why that is, why they're doing that. It's not, you know, conspiracy theorizing. Well, it is conspiracy theorizing, but it's like the conspiracy is real. We're just theorizing as to why. Like, obviously, something's happening here, right?
Yeah, in a way, it's almost like you gotta be a conspiracy theorist to get the answers. I mean, you can't – I mean – you're going to go through a lot of things that are wrong before you get the right answer. You know, I mean, nobody knows why they're doing this. Everyone has opinions. Some sound better than others. Some are crazier than others. But we don't know any of these reasons because they're so non-transparent about this stuff. And they think we're so dumb that they're telling us still that there's no chemtrails. And everyone can look up and see them all day, every day.
Right.
They're there. And they just they mock us. They make us feel like we are actually stupid people.
Right, even though they admit it out of the other side of their mouth that they're doing it. They just have a different word for it. You call it chemtrails, and you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. They call it strategic aerosol injections, and they're the enlightened scientists. It's word games they play. And I know our audience doesn't fall for it, but most people do, unfortunately. And one of the things about Hurricane Beryl in particular, and in case people missed the first part of the show, at least 7 people have died from this and 2 million without power. Again, that's sort of easy to stomach, and it's tragic, obviously. I'm not trying to downplay it. But when it's a naturally occurring thing, it's like, wow, that was terrible, but it could have been worse, and we just have to rebuild, and this is just nature. But if you know that your family member was killed because there was a weather modification program going on, that's a very different thing. Your family member wasn't a tragic, you know, victim of a natural phenomenon. They were murdered, right? That's a very different concept.
It is, and that makes it very real, especially with the people reporting this type of stuff. And that's why I I can't stress it enough that, you know, you got to be careful about how you word these things. I mean, we're dealing with people's lives. Mm. You know, this is a very real thing. Like, you know, people can easily make weather forecasts from their home where they're in no danger, but they don't understand that there's real people being affected by this weather and their lives are changing forever. Like, just because you don't live there doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
There's a lot of bad stuff that happened in Texas. And that was just, that was another point I wanted to bring up before we run out of time here is, It, in my opinion, based on all the data I've seen, I'm telling you right now, I believe they are going to change this to a Category 2 landfall. It was a 1, they said, when it made landfall. I have plenty of data and evidence supporting that this thing was well over 100 miles an hour sustained winds at landfall, which would make it a Category 2 at least.
Right.
So it wouldn't be the first time. They've waited years and then recategorized hurricanes after new data came in. Hurricane Michael was recategorized to a 5 after a 4 after about a year and a half. I believe this will happen with this storm because it was a lot stronger than a Category 1 at landfall.
Yeah, and that's
possible. It could have been a 3.
That's what they're reporting. You know, it made landfall on Monday as a Category 1 hurricane with sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. But you've posted videos. Yeah. I mean, this is damaging structures and you know, houses and things way more than a Category 1 should. You posted a video of a guy saying, I didn't think we were going to make it. 35-year Surfside resident Jimmy Beal said, I thought it was just Category 1, but this house has been through all kinds of stuff and it wasn't supposed to be that bad. But his house was essentially destroyed during this. So
yep.
The effects it's having aren't like a Category 1 hurricane.
No. And I reached out to Ryan also, and I asked for some more info. I haven't heard back yet, but I'm sure that'll happen. But it's not just that video either. I mean, it's everybody in Texas basically saying there's no way that was a Category 1 hurricane because they've been through them. You know, they can eat those for breakfast. You know, that's what Texans say. You know, that's not an uncommon thing. It's very uncommon this time of year. And also, you know, it's just the connections are insane. You know, the Galveston thing, the bridge partial collapse.
Right.
All the stuff that's going on with Texas and versus the country in many ways, you know, it's very odd to see this happening. It's like a giant movie being played right in front of our eyes. And, you know, it's not reality. It doesn't seem like reality.
And of course, they will blame it on climate change because they blame everything on climate change. What do you say to those arguments?
It's the only one they have, and it's the one they're using. It's their main umbrella argument over everything we see in nature, whatever it may be. So, and that's why I think it's happening more and more, and we're seeing like tornado season, hurricane season. Before that was the eclipse stuff. I think we're moving into a time period where this is going to be totally normal to the fact where, you know, they're trying to brush out anyone seeing these anomalies. They're just going to say climate change, climate change, climate change. And these storms are going to get bigger and bigger, but nothing else has really changed. We're breaking temperature records and stuff like that. That can be modified as well. There's nothing on this planet when it comes to weather, temperature, any of this stuff that can't be manipulated.
Right. 100%. We've been worrying about it for a while, but it looks like it's really ramping up to a whole nother level. We will continue to monitor your coverage at Into Thin Air on X, Into Thin Air on YouTube, on Rumble at Into Thin Air News. It's Brian Smith. Thank you so much for joining us once again, sir.
Harrison, anytime, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Keep up the great work, and we'll keep monitoring what you're covering. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. More phone calls on the other side.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So he's talking about making things more difficult. You know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with the FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck. Right, you make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits, and that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, because we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options. And we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's simple. What boom. They call. Sense. They get a consultation, they talk to you, and you guys want a long-term relationship, and then boom, you deliver it to them or to a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. Everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/goal with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are, kepm.com/goal. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection. Don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make. And I only promote what I really feel good about. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Tell me on Twitter there. There's a lot of strange things going on. They're saying they aren't able to follow me. They were following me and have been dropped. Saying they haven't seen anything on their feeds from InfoWars, Alex Jones, myself, Owen Schroyer for weeks. Which again, that we've talked before about the soft censorship that has replaced the hard censorship of X. Where before you would just be deleted outright. It was very obvious, and the Streisand effect came into the situation, but now it's just more of a soft, you can have followers and you can be there. Your stuff just doesn't get to their feed. Marissa Hansen's been reporting on this quite a bit as well. She has hundreds of thousands of followers, and yet tweets of hers will only be seen by 100 people, because you can see now how many people view your tweets, which is how many people it's been fed to. But there's also very real censorship going on. Lucas Gage is the latest to have his account deleted. And while it shouldn't have been, and I think it was inappropriate to delete his account for the things that he's saying, because I've seen a lot of his stuff. He doesn't call for violence. He uses very aggressive language, but he's always talking about things politically. But then there's a kind of strange thing that's happened where, so this very good account, by the way, 1984, the official 1984, asks, should Lucas Gage be reinstated? What does it say about Elon Musk if he isn't? And Elon Musk actually responds to this. It says, Gage made repeated and clear calls for violence, which is illegal, hence 6 months suspension. And I actually like that they give you a time limit. That's better than just deleting your account outright. 6 months is a little bit long, maybe, but at least there's a sentence, a period of time that ends. He says, this rule applies to everybody, apart from the UN exemption for recognized leaders of countries. If politicians can say something to the UN General Assembly, then they can say it here. But then the interesting thing about this is that Elon Musk then posts the post that triggered the 6 month suspension. So I'm confused. Lucas Gage posts this and he gets a 6 month suspension. And then Elon Musk posts the same thing, talking about the 6 month suspension. Okay, if it was really bad enough to suspend him for 6 months, but you're posting it. This is a little confusing. This is a little strange, in my opinion. Is it Elon Musk spreading this information on purpose? It's very strange when it's like, what do you get suspended for? And Elon Musk is like, this tweet right here, this one. This is the one that will get you suspended for 6 months. And it's like, well, okay, what? Okay, so if he posts it, he gets suspended for 6 months. If Elon Musk posts literally the exact same thing, yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand. But that's the case. But that's what's happening. It's confusing, but there it is. Let's go out to your calls now. William in Arkansas has called in about weather modification. Go ahead, William. You're on the air.
It's not so much about weather modification. I went to grade school late 60s, early 70s, and there was a textbook that was in both states of California and Texas, and I had to read it quite a few times because we moved back and forth. But it talked about weather modification, and it talked about the very things that we looked at bad back then at the so-called boogeyman Russians did, and turning over your neighbors and snitching on them. The name of the book was Kaleidoscope. And a kaleidoscope is one of those tubes you look into and turn the little, so it changes colors, kind of like a chameleon, kind of like our Congress today, The other thing I wanted to speak of, which is the real kicked me off last night, I went to the grocery store, and there was an individual in there, the only one in the grocery store, Walmart, that had a full cart besides myself. Now, I'm a single guy, and, I can afford groceries or whatever. Most of mine was three big bags of dog food, but you know anybody buying groceries knows you can't fill up a grocery cart with a whole lot of good stuff and not spend $500-$600.
Yeah.
And this arrogant individual who didn't speak a lick of English, you could tell it was the first time shopping there. They're living off the ATM debit card, going through with an arrogance and a pride like they had finally made it, like this is their country. It's just enough to send you overboard, and I'm happy she's not starving. I say go fix your own country. We've got issues here and every day. The Empire Warriors and everybody that tunes into something besides football and baseball is trying to at least learn something to inform themselves so they will, maybe be able to do something, if nothing else, just complain about it. But it's just unreal to watch the grandmas and the grandpas and the vets go through. And they've got, a couple cans of soup and the cheapest dog food. And you can watch. You sit there and they're itemizing on a piece of paper. What do they put back? The couple of cans of cheap soup or the cheap dog food,
Yeah.
You know, it just sends me over the edge. All the answers to the questions of, who profited and who financed the Agent Orange from WMDs to depleted uranium, to where the money went from Whitewater, from Enron, all the money laundering. Somebody sits back and tries to think about what's it really take to launder consistent drug money of $1 billion a year. That's small money for a big cartel. Mm-hmm. But how would you consistently launder that much money and be able to turn it over and not get caught and turn it over into something legal and use it in Wall Street? You mentioned, I believe it was this morning, what would our leaders, our forefathers do to a lot of these people transferring over information They would hang them. They would they would kill them long ago. The Coast Guard cutters were actually the first revenue vessels of this nation. They were part of the Treasury Department. And, you know, now look at the Coast Guard. Everything comes under the Homeland Security. You know why they call it Homeland Security is because the motherland and the fatherland was already taken. So they had to come up with something.
Yeah, I have an uncle who always calls it fatherland security. You're exactly right. And we just look at the – I mean, it's impossible to, like, even comprehend the amount. Like, if you picture the American – you know, American production as a – there's a big vat of water, and it's like you poke one hole and that's, you know, spewing out, and that's the billions of dollars that goes towards whatever, Ukraine, and then another hole and that's the money that goes towards Israel, and then another hole and that's the billions of dollars that go towards the NATO. And I was listening to some of the numbers today. The NATO budget is like $1.3 trillion, and America is basically on the hook for $1 trillion of those. And none of the other places, none of the other countries pay for their own defense. But that's just one, that's just another, you know, spout of our money being siphoned away from us. And then the illegal immigrants and the thing that you are, and that is patriotism, sealing it up like flex tape. If only we had enough flex tape to fix this issue. What you're pointing out, the phenomenon of going to the grocery store and seeing illegal immigrants filling up an entire cart, sometimes two entire carts of food that you're paying for while you're having to budget your groceries. It's something I'm hearing more and more of. It's like becoming noticeable now. And I was listening to a completely unrelated podcast about, I don't even know what. And clearly this had just happened to the host, because the host just kept bringing it up. And he's like, there I am with, you know, I'm spending $100 on enough food to fill up just a little section of the cart where the kid sits. Right, I have this tiny little amount of food, and it's cost me $100. And meanwhile, there is some, you know, obese Mexican woman that arrived a week ago and is living in a subsidized free apartment. And they're literally like pulling two shopping carts full of food and handing over, you know, a government supplied debit card, credit card, while the American people are scrimping and saving and pinching pennies. It's really despicable what they're doing. It is out in the open. It's by design. They are very deliberately and very effectively eradicating America. I mean, it's as simple as that. The American people are being destroyed financially, literally, politically. They're being replaced. They're being overwhelmed. And their every dollar is being siphoned away to pay for foreigners. It's just treason on a systemic level. Can't go on.
People don't know, by the way, so, you know, and I'll say this again, that that many moons ago, when I was just getting started in all of this, that I remember I used to come on with Alex in 2016 is when we started doing it. Met you at the RNC in Cleveland. We did the rally by the river.
Yeah.
With Roger and everyone's there. And Diamond and Silk were there. That was great.
Out here, despite all the threats, and exercising your sacred First Amendment, we salute you. InfoWars salutes you. And you are part of history. You are the future. God bless you.
Back then, even before I was at One America, I used to host Hour 4. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like, and I didn't even know you back then. And I was just some guy, and you were like, hey, your microphone's not good. So guys, Alex Jones sends me my first microphone that I've got set up in like a just like a spare bedroom in the house. And I'm doing it over my laptop, and goes, oh, yeah, I need someone to host Hour 4. So get in there. You just do it. I was like, what do you want me to talk about? Yeah, it's wherever you want. I gotta go. And I'm like, I'm just some guy at that point. You know, I had been through 2016, and we had met, et cetera, et cetera.
No, but you were a smart guy.
But my point, though, is that people don't realize how much Alex does behind the scenes to help people. People don't realize how much that Alex is just generous with his time, generous with his resources. And that's aside. And by the way, spends time with your family. And, you know, something that I've always tried to say is, like, there's this media caricature of Alex Jones. And I'm like, that's not the guy that I've ever met. I've never met him. I've spent plenty of time with him. I've never met this guy. He sounds crazy. I don't know that I'd want to meet the guy that they take you out to be, because that's just not you. And so I just want to take the opportunity real quick to just say thank you for all the help that you gave me when I was getting started.
Well, thank you, Jack. But it wasn't because you were like, I was just, you were a talented, smart guy and were making great points. I'm like, well, hey, you need to get on air and you need to do more. We're going to go to break. He's going to take over. Abbott plugged in 3 hours. If we don't do that, we'll be gone. Infowarsstore.com, big sale. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. X2 back in stock. So pray for us. Infowarsstore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. My dad 2 years ago said they're going to shut you down. He already developed the supplements. He went and set up a warehouse in North Austin. He's there, and he was right. So great products there. We've got the Next Level Foundational Energy. We've got the 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force and all the Nano Silver products. We've got the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. It's so amazing. We've got the Top Brain Incredible Nootropic. Check it all out, the Nano Silver products, everything at drjonesnaturals.com. But let me tell you, Jack.
Well, Alex, when you're working hard and you got a bunch of back-to-back flights, what's good? What should I go for?
These supplements are all so strong, I barely take them, but they all really work well. I take them all. I haven't taken any today. I should have because I was up till 2 a.m. last night. But they're all excellent. They're all just clones of already best-selling products. Right,
I want to get some before I get back on that plane. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you right now what you want.
I'm not going to roll it.
I'm going to tell you what you want right now.
Yeah?
You want... No, that's Rocket Rush. You need to sleep.
No. Well, I'm going to take that later tonight.
You want Next Level Foundational Energy.
There it is. Let me see.
And it's there's no speed in that. It's a methyl folate to break down.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's methyl folate to break down of what's in spinach.
There's a lot in here, too,
folic acid. Yeah.
There's a ton in here.
The point is, it's a great product.
This isn't one of the ones where they, put the cotton in on the top so you only get a little bit. This is full.
You're nice to support us.
Segment of American Journal. Biden is hosting a NATO summit as his campaign crumbles. We can't forget the intended purpose of NATO from the very beginning was to serve as a military arm of the UN. It was the first time in modern history that you had troops under an international banner. It was American generals. It wasn't American soldiers flying the American flag and fighting for America. It was troops fighting for an international peacekeeping mission. Started first in Korea. Let's go back out to your calls for this segment. We go now to Hobbs in Nebraska. It was a nightmare scenario prediction for the country. Oh, good. Wonderful, Hobbs. Just what we need. A little more pessimism in our life. Thanks for calling in, Hobbs. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Good morning, Info Warriors. Hey, real quick, shameless self-plug. Not last Friday, but Friday before last, I had a great sit-down interview with Michael Cargill, your fellow Austinite, about his Supreme Court victory. If everybody wants to go over to our Rumble channel and check that out, I'd appreciate it. Share it around. Give us some likes and some comments. That would be great.
Rhodes to Liberty. Rhodes, the number two Liberty, right?
That's right, sir. So anyways, as far as the election and Biden being the nominee, I'm still more or less on the side of Roger Stone that they're going to parachute Big Mike in at the 11th hour, whether she wants to or not, and she's going to be the candidate. But as far as the nightmare scenario goes, let me just set the table here for you. They stick with Biden, and they keep drip-feeding this silly... he's incompetent. We can see that clearly. And right up in the election, he wins. And it's obvious. It's more obvious than the last time. Now, when we post the evidence of it, going in, trying to get it litigated and whatnot, the judges are so scared and terrified of what's going to happen in the streets that they refuse to see evidence. Oh, we don't have standing. You don't have standing for this, or that's all circumstantial evidence, or blah, blah, blah. Then what are we supposed to do then?
It's a good question.
That's not a hypothetical question. I'm like, what are we supposed to do then? If he, you know, quote unquote, wins this and it's an obvious cheat and the judges are too scared to see the case or any evidence, they won't even look at any evidence at all because they're terrified of some type of a riot situation. What are we supposed to do?
It's a good question. Maybe we can have a big protest at the Capitol, right?
Oh, yeah, because it worked out so well last time, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, this time people won't even protest. That's the thing. They've carried out this operation so successfully that they are planning on cheating. They are cheating. Biden is like, I'm going to veto the voter integrity, you know, bill. Like, they're getting the cheat geared up. Mail-in ballot boxes allowed in Wisconsin. I mean, they're going to do it. It's going to be obvious. We're going to notice. And then the people who have had their votes stolen and had their election stolen, they're not going to go out and protest because, you know, they might end up like Ashley Babbitt. They might end up shot in the chest and their murderer being given hundreds of thousands of dollars and, you know, a media tour. So, I mean, no, you're exactly right. And this is what they have. This is the exact construct that was the entire design and purpose behind mail-in ballots, behind the fraud that occurred in 2020 that was so obvious. And I, not to toot my own horn, but in August of 2020, I laid out this exact plan because if you just game plan and you go, okay, it looks like they're cheating. They cheat in such a way that it's obvious. We're going to, you know, be mad. And when we get mad, they're going to, you know, call us domestic terrorists and say that we're trying to overthrow the country when in reality, we're trying to stop the coup that has overthrown our country. And they're going to try to spark a civil war over it. I mean, that was the plan in 2020. What they got was January 6th. It was not as big or as violent as they expected. I continue to believe they actually thought that Trump's supporters would bring weapons and try to overthrow the government. That's what they were planning for. It didn't actually happen, but they murdered people anyway and have framed it as an insurrection ever since. So, you know, it almost doesn't even matter what we do. Their script is set months in advance and they just follow it. So even though there wasn't an insurrection, they're saying that there was and they're pretending that there was. So, yeah, it's I guess the only thing possible to do is to stop them from cheating. But every safeguard we try to put into place, they reject. And it's just they have control of the media and it's just that obvious that they're sitting there going, no, you can't have voter integrity. They can't give a good reason for it. They make up something about it being racist, but they're just doing it in front of everybody. And the American people are too stupid or distracted to care or notice. Crazy. Totally crazy. Thank you so much for the call, Hobbs. Roads to Liberty on Rumble. Depressing, but accurate. Let's go to Craig in Ohio. I want to talk about depopulation and finance. Go ahead, Craig. You're on the air. Craig, do you read me? Craig's been holding for a while. He may have set his phone down. Let's leave him on hold while we try another one. Let's go to Mr. Process in Wisconsin. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison Smith. How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I wanted to talk about a process, and it's kind of going to sound like one of those schizophrenic street preachers.
Okay.
But, you know, majority of people have like a birthday, but I also have a birthday, but I also have a death day where I've died before and came back to life.
Wow.
And in the Bible, it talks a lot about 70 times in the Bible, it talks about how to have the soul be immortal and be eternal with God. And the number one thing it talks about is being righteous, which is basically doing the right thing. And I think a lot of the population in the U.S. now is struggling with that, and I'm concerned that they're going to deep fry in hell for not being righteous. They need to do the right thing. And, you know, not everyone's perfect. Everyone's going to slip up. And with my experience, I believe God is the most fair there is, you know, so there is leniency and Jesus died for our sins. So it's not like there's no way to fix and undo what bad have been done.
Right.
But I think you guys need to have, you guys are obviously doing a great job. And I think a lot of what you do is righteous, but there's the population out there. And with this election coming up and all the rigging and cheating, it's kind of, you know, do or die at this point because, you know, demographics are destiny. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure there's going to be in America if we lose this election, you know, considering all the wild card possibilities, pandemic.
Yeah. And piece by piece, we're literally falling apart. I don't know if y'all saw, there's a bridge that's like it rotates to let boats through. It's like a drawbridge, but instead it rotates and it's stuck. It's like stuck halfway. And they're just like, we don't know how to fix it. I mean, slowly but surely, America is literally falling apart, and it will continue to as long as the priorities of the Democrats are the only thing that are allowed to be expressed. Thank you very much for the call, Mr. Process. I do want to get to, I hear Craig in Ohio is on the line now. We almost missed you there, Craig. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to kind of pull together a couple things. I've called in a couple times. I'm the guy that manages the hedge fund. We probably talked, I don't know, three or four times over the last 6 months or so. But what I wanted to pull together was, you know, I think his name is Andrew. He was talking a little bit about Trump, you know, and, you know, him on the golf court and that kind of stuff on the golf cart. And so and this will lead into the finance side of it, but I think what Trump is doing there is he's just sitting low. He's laying low and forcing Biden to stay out in the front.
Yep.
That way he has to answer for all the mess, and he's just laying low, right? Because if he comes out, he's going to steal all the media, and that's the last thing he wants to do. He wants to keep the pressure on those guys.
He's very strategically staying out of the spotlight right now. Yeah, we have about a minute left in the show.
Yeah, so quickly, so, you know, onto the syncytial virus, right? You know, and you were talking a little bit about that, right? And I think this is I think these globalists have set stuff in motion, right? The jab, atrazine, technology, robotics, all this kind of stuff. And what we have to realize with the markets is this NASDAQ is absolutely insane right now. It's shooting through the moon. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in 30 years of doing this stuff. And I guess my point is this, markets can fail on the upside. And why does this tie in with all that stuff? Well, if robotics and AI are coming into place, what are they going to do? They're going to displace labor, right? So labor is going to start to go away as the AI and this other stuff starts to take its place. That's good for the bottom line of these companies. That's why this NASDAQ, a few stocks in there are lifting through the roof. So we're actually failing on the upside, right? We're crashing on the upside in the NASDAQ. And what that means is a crash for labor and humankind. On the other side, right? So we're actually crashing in human labor, but we're actually rallying in NASDAQ because it's going to do better because its costs go down.
Yeah, well, it's just like immigration. Stuff. It's good for the market, bad for the humans that the market is supposed to serve. I'm sorry, I wish we had more time. Call in again tomorrow, Craig, and I'll go to you first because I know you held for a while, and I'm really interested in hearing your full breakdown. I wish we had more time today. We just don't. Stay tuned, folks. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.